It's time for this morning's commentary from Dave, brought to you by Washington Federal.
It's now been about 3 months since the president ordered a thorough review of the welfare system, and it can't come soon enough for Robert Rector, a researcher at the Heritage Foundation, who helped to develop the 1996 welfare compromise signed by Bill Clinton.
Essentially, Republicans 20 years ago told their base that they had ended welfare, when in fact almost the entire welfare state was still sitting there, utterly unreformed.
He says we now spend over $1 trillion helping low-income people, which ought to end poverty. But what's missing, he says, is a work requirement.
Half of the able-bodied caseload is completely idle. They're not doing anything.
He says the current welfare system is based on the idea that you'll never be able to help yourself, so let us take care of everything.
No one would ever do that to someone that they really cared about. Welfare system does that. I don't want to cut aid off. Everybody who needs assistance should definitely get it. But we should say, look, we're here to help you, but at the same time, we expect you to take steps to help yourself. And that's a very effective policy for reducing poverty and for promoting upward mobility.
But would Congress really pass welfare reform when it can't even agree on immigration? More on that tomorrow.
All of Dave's commentaries found at MyNorthwest.com. You can also subscribe to them as a podcast as well.